Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, the web's only international boating, superyachting and maritime industry news and opinions magazine show. A few days ago, we heard the shocking news that famous German superyacht builder Lloyd Werft has gone bankrupt. The announcement was made by the yard's parent company, Genting Hong Kong, and will affect both Lloyd Werft and its commercial sister yard, MV Werften. The insolvency will affect all 300 or so of Lloyd Werft's staff, as well as the 1,900 staff at MV Werften. Just a few months ago in 2021, Lloyd Werft delivered the massive head-turning 139-meter superyacht Solaris to serial yacht owner Roman Abramovich. It was the largest yacht delivery of that year. The yacht's striking design has seriously divided opinion online, with most comments centered around the large arch amidships. The group's business was largely derived from the cruise ship industry, and with the effective shutdown of cruising due to COVID, work at the yard largely dried up, leaving the owners scrambling for funds or investors. The company was in the midst of building the massive $1.5 billion cruise ship Global Dream, which was at about 75% completion, the future of which is now unknown. Lloyd Werft is one of Germany's oldest shipyards, having been founded in 1857. Apparently, there are already several companies interested in buying the two yards, so let's hope that this isn't the line for this old company that has already weathered so many storms. This past weekend, FedShip launched its latest superyacht, the 71-meter Juice. Juice was designed by British design house RWD and boasts a steel hull, an aluminium superstructure and, interestingly, a composite top deck. Apparently, its owner is an avid art collector and its name is derived from an auctioneering expression, juice on top, which apparently has a similar meaning to the phrase icing on the cake. Juice features an 8-meter main deck, pool, a cinema and a gym on the sun deck. It has storage for three tenders, including a 10-meter limo tender, an 8-meter rib and a rescue boat, which are all launched via doors in the hull. The yacht will likely now proceed to sea trials for a while, and once that's complete, it'll be delivered to its lucky new owner. Fair seas and following winds, Juice. And finally, a story from my home of Cape Town in South Africa. This is the Bella T. She's a decades-old but incomplete 45-meter superyacht that arrived in Cape Town in around 2001. And sadly, she remains incomplete, some might say, due to a curse. In March, her fate will be decided by an auction that hopes to find the yacht a new owner who will finally complete her. The yacht was originally ordered in around 1977 by a wealthy American industrialist named Roy Carver, no relation to Carver Boats, BTW, I checked. A shipyard named Maritima de Axpe in Spain was given the job to build it, but it seems they were far too slow for Roy, who's said to have been more worried about time than money in general. Frustrated by the boatyard's slow progress, Roy abandoned the project and ordered a new yacht built to the same design by FedShip, who, as you know, I've just mentioned in my previous story. FedShip completed the new boat, named Lac 2, 18 months before the Spanish shipyard. Lac 2 is, by the way, still around today. It goes by the name Valeria and is currently for sale for a cool 15 million euros. By then, Bella T, which was named Lac 3 at the time, was passed from one owner to the next in Malaysia, of all places, before ending up in Cape Town in 2001, where its new owner, a certain American named Earl Romans, planned to refit her at Far Ocean Marine. Far Ocean Marine claims that old Earl continuously defaulted on the payments they were owed, and after being sold to a new owner who also couldn't get his act together, the boat's case eventually went to court. By then, work on the yacht had long since ceased in 2003, and that's how it stayed ever since. Apparently, the mechanical parts are all packed in containers and will be included in the sale. The auction will be held in early March via MS Teams video meeting, so it remains to be seen whether Bella T can shake the curse and get finished. Well, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget that I'm a copywriter specializing in writing for the marine and superyacht industries. Connect with me on LinkedIn, visit my website at richardhagen.com, or just use the links in the description. I'd love to hear from you the next time you need anything written up. Until next time, thanks a lot for watching.